gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 25th, 2017. Welcome to Day 279. Senate Republicans have repealed a rule that allowed Americans to sue their banks and credit card companies in class action lawsuits. The New York Times and CNN say senators passed the measure by a vote of 50-50, with Pence breaking the tie. The Obama-era rule banned Wall Street banks and credit card companies from inserting arbitration clauses into contracts that prevented consumers from banding together to bring class action lawsuits. Democrats and consumer advocates called the repeal a gift to financial institutions like Wells Fargo and Equifax. The House Ways and Means Committee chairman declined to rule out changes to 401k plans, despite Trump's promise that there would be no change as part of tax reform. The Washington Post and NBC News are reporting that Kevin Brady says he's working with Trump and, quote, "we think in tax reform we can create incentives for people to save more and save sooner." Brady will introduce his tax bill when the House passes a budget. Orrin Hatch, the top tax writer in the Senate, also declined to agree with Trump's vow to protect 401k plans. The Daily Beast says the head of Cambridge Analytica wanted to work with WikiLeaks to find Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails. Alexander Nix, whose firm worked for Trump's campaign, wrote an email to Julian Assange asking if the two could work together to find and release Clinton's emails. Assange replied that he didn't want Nix's help. Paul Manafort is facing a third money laundering probe. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office is working in collaboration with the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation to look at Trump's former campaign chairman. The state of New York also has its own money laundering investigation going on. The CBO score for the bipartisan Alexander Murray healthcare bill is out. The Hill says the bill would reduce the deficit by nearly $4 billion over 10 years. If the insurer subsidies aren't funded, however, the federal deficit would increase by $194 billion by 2026. And now to the polls. Politico says 56% of voters think Trump is reckless, while 35% say Trump is honest. And Gallup says 64% of Americans support legalizing marijuana, including 51% of Republicans. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. Just kidding, I'm still here. Just want to say thank you to everyone who has already left reviews or ratings on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts. That really helps us out, probably a lot more than you might think. So if you have a minute and you like the podcast, you want us to be able to keep doing it, do me a favor, go on iTunes, go on your little app, go wherever you're listening, and leave us a little review. If you don't like it, please don't do that. But if you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're still listening to this, but go ahead and leave a review anyway. Thanks. See you tomorrow.